Rebecca from the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center.
That is me.
That is you. We've been only talking with you for several years about this topic once a month. But Rebecca, as always, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Barry. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So you have an interesting topic today. Mm-hmm. This is a time when businesses all over the country are really competing hard for workers, and there are a lot of worker shortages. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be competitive, and there are different ways to be competitive and to make offers to potential employees that might help lure them into and to come to your company, such as you've mentioned flexible work schedules.
Yes, yeah. And it's a great way to not just lure them in, but to also retain them and improve their morale while they're there, which of course leads to retaining them, you know. So right now we're in a time that someone has coined the Great Resignation, right? Which I don't necessarily care for that terminology because it sounds like people are just resigned to what? To not work? To not mm-hmm. not sure where they're going with that name, but nonetheless, that is the time that we are in, where unemployment is low, actually, which is nice, at least around here. But that doesn't change the fact that people are still having difficulty finding the workers that they need to fill the jobs that are available.
It is an interesting problem, mm-hmm. and one that seems counterintuitive with unemployment so low, mm-hmm. And you're right, it's very low here. It's very low in much of the country. And yet there are still shortages. There are still unfilled jobs.
That's right. That's right. And so I wanted to speak to, you know, there's always the large businesses out there, and they seem to have a lot more, you know, leeway, if you will, on things that they can offer to their employees. Plus, you know, they tend to have a lot more benefits than some of the smaller businesses do. But that doesn't mean that smaller businesses can't get creative and create what I think is a better term than just flexible work schedule is the hybrid work schedule. Mm-hmm. So where you're really integrating all kinds of different things in order to put the employee first versus putting the work first. And so let me explain that just a touch, because obviously the work is extremely important. It has to
That's be right.
done or you don't need employees, right? But you can tell if your employer is putting work first or if they're putting people first. And there have been studies after studies that show that when you put people first, everything else follows as it should. You know, so your profits will follow. So it almost seems counterintuitive because you think, well, work, right? And depending on which generation you are, that concept is just crazy talk, right? So like, why would you put people first? You have to put the work first. That doesn't make any sense. But the reality is that when you put people first and they're happy employees, you know, just to say it simply, they are more productive. They do get the work done. And so it's a different way of looking at things. And so so on that note, there are multiple things that employers can do to try to attract new employees, as well as to retain the employees they have and increase employee morale. And so we're going to talk about this hybrid work schedule. Usually the first thing that comes to mind is that a person wants to, you know, come in late or leave early, come in earlier, leave earlier, whatever the case may be. And that is always dependent upon, do you have enough employees to cover that time, right? And whether or not that employee's position will afford that, right? So instead of thinking of it like that, think of it in the people first concept, okay? So then look for a solution. How can I make it so that this employee who does a good job, right, or this employee whom I want to hire, but they have to leave every day at 4 o'clock for whatever reason, right? They can't work till 5. Is there a way for me to get the employee that I want or keep the employee that I have and still have that extra hour of coverage, right? Especially if you don't have, if you're a small business, you may not have additional employees that can cover that time or what have you. So some of the solutions to that could be looking into temp work. So there are temporary agencies in St. Joseph and all over the country that you that small businesses can tap into, and they can have that additional time covered. If budgeting per se is like an issue, then maybe that's not an option. But maybe you have two employees or three or 10 or whatever the case may be. Maybe another employee is willing to cover that shift, right? And for that, they get whatever else it is that they need, right? But the goal is that you're working with that employer. You're working with that employee so that this is a mutually beneficial arrangement between the employee and the employer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is what is meant by a hybrid
yes.
work schedule?
Yes. So, you know, maybe you have two people that work at the same time at a front desk at a doctor's office, say. And maybe they are the only two front desk workers, right? But there's other workers in the back. So is it possible that you could cross-train someone to bring them forward on the times or days that the other people, you know in advance that they're going to need to be off for a little while, so that you have the coverage that you need? And so, you know, that's something that you have to analyze yourself. But instead of just automatically saying, no, we don't have coverage, think it through, you know, in advance. Like, let's figure out a way so that when someone wants to take off, we have coverage for that, whether that's another person in the office or a temporary person, or maybe you even hire in the medical field, it's called PRN or as needed work. So the easier way to say it is just part-time folks, right? So just people who really don't necessarily need to have a set schedule and are just looking for a few hours here and there. And so they're like, okay, yeah, I can come in, you know, tomorrow or every Thursday. Let's say somebody has a standing appointment, right, for the next 6 weeks because they're getting chemotherapy or something. Maybe that 1 hour needs to be covered, right, that they're at the front desk or what have you. So you get temp work to come in for that hour, or you have a part-time person who comes in just for that 1 hour to fill in just on Thursdays for the next 6 weeks.
Is this something that you're seeing already start to happen here in St. Joseph?
Yes, yes, very much so, but not to the extent that it could. Most flexible work schedules are usually, I need to leave early, and most of the time it is only considered acceptable if you are in one of those, like what would be considered a white-collar job. Right, where you can work from kind of anywhere. Most of the stuff you do is on your computer. So it's not a what is called a forward-facing position where you are the person meeting with people. You need to be there, you know, so that when people come in, they need help. I mean, like a nurse, for example, right? So if a nurse calls in and is sick, well, who's going to take care of their patients on their floor, right? I mean, they have a set amount of patients that they have to take care of. So knowing that can happen, hospitals arrange to have floaters who can come anytime, you know, they need and be on any floor they need them for the most part. And so, but there's nothing to say that you couldn't have that floater or that substitute teacher would be another example who you can call when you need that extra body to fill in.
So these are solutions though that, when we talk about small businesses mm-hmm. with few employees, mm-hmm. that there are ways to think through that problem and still come to a solution that would embrace this idea of a hybrid hybrid work schedule, and make it work for you as a small business owner.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of small business owners don't think like that, you know, not because they don't want to make their employees happy or anything like that, but just because they're busy running their business, right? And so trying to analyze whether or not we should have a hybrid workforce or what have you, usually doesn't come up until they start having shortages. And we've seen all across the country, not just here, where you go somewhere and you'll have a sign on the door that says, sorry, our hours are shortened due to labor shortage. It's like, really? Yeah. And that's not just in the food industry. It's not just in retail. I mean, you see it in a lot of other industries across the country. And so having something like a hybrid workforce where you are planning ahead and making sure that your employees are what you're trying to keep in mind. And it's not about catering to the employee. Obviously, the work still has to be done, and it still has to be done in a quality manner. But that's where training comes in, right? So even if you have a temp person for a set amount of time, you're still going to have to train them for a little while, or a part-time person or a floater or whatever the case may be. But once they're trained, then they're good to go, just like any other employee, and then you can use them for years to come.
And if the employee is not worried about having to worry about, how am I going to schedule this when I know I've got to pick up my kid at this time, or Johnny is sick and I've got to take care of him mm-hmm. today, it's a little bit different. If they're not burdened with those anxieties, are they going to be more productive employees?
They will definitely be more productive, and they'll be healthier overall too, not just mentally but physically. Anyone who has less stress is a healthier, happier person, for sure.
And that's good for everybody concerned.
Absolutely it is. Like I said, it's mutually beneficial for both the employer and the employee. And I realize there will be certain situations where some of these things that we've mentioned are just not possible. You know, I'm not being overly optimistic. I'm a realist, but I'm an optimistic realist, right? So I do believe, though, that if you work really hard to try to accommodate, and you think about it in advance, that's the catch, is you have to really plan for this in advance so that you have that hybrid workforce to call on when the need arises.
Talking with Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center about hybrid work schedules and other ways to attract and retain employees in a workforce where we have lots of job openings and maybe more job openings than there are people to fill them. So employers are having to find more ways to be competitive to attract and keep mm-hmm. employees.
And this is especially true with small businesses if you don't have a budget. Like, you can't just throw more money at it, right? not that you should. I'm just saying, you know, larger companies, they can kind of raise their salary some if they need to, raise that hourly rate to help entice more people to apply. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the type of person you want, but at least, you know, you're getting more applications in the door because of that. Small businesses may not have the budget to do that. And so another way to entice folks to apply or stay at your facility is this hybrid workforce. And a couple of ways that we've already talked about with, you know, changing the people can change shifts, you know, on their own. And when there's shift work to be done, people can change their starter in time. You can hire floaters or temp workers to cover those extra times, or a part-time worker who only comes in as needed. But another thing that we didn't talk about, which has become more common during the pandemic, is remote work. So, and again, this is not going to work for everyone, but remote work certainly can be done for, you know, roughly half of the jobs can be done remotely, or a portion of the job. So that was something that came out during the pandemic, which was that maybe you're not able to work fully from home, but there may be I think they called it like a knowledge base portion of your job. So maybe the portion of your job that you're doing emails or making calls or things like that could be done remotely. And some of those things maybe do or maybe don't have to be done during your, what we would call the traditional work hours of 8 to 5, right? So maybe they have to be in the office for 6 hours, but the other two could be done remotely later in the day if they needed that extra time to, you know, go pick up or do something, whatever the case may be.
This almost sounds like a situation where you sort of have to think outside the box a little bit.
You do.
Sometimes.
You do. You have to be creative when it comes to your workforce. Another thing to think about is, is job sharing. So job sharing is where you have two people who actually cover the same position. So instead of hiring one full-time person, you hire two part-time folks. And that is a nice way because you always have the two people, right? So let's say it's a receptionist, and so you do a job share for that. So you actually have two people who, you know, one maybe works 8 to 12 or whatever. The other one works 12 to 4 or 12 to 5, whatever the case is. But you have coverage in the morning and in the afternoon. And then if should something happen, that person that can't work in the morning or what have you, or they need to leave early one day for whatever reason, the other person is already, they already know what they're doing, right? They already share that job. So then they can cover and come in early. And that would just be one of those things where you would talk with them in advance and say, you know, yes, these are your set hours. However, from time to time, you may need to come in a little early or stay a little late.
Do you see more of that happening, this job sharing idea? It sounds like it might be a real answer to some of the situations.
Yeah, and the Department of Workforce Development has kind of been pushing this job sharing idea, and it's starting to take hold, but it's not being utilized as much as it certainly could be utilized, especially with small businesses. They don't think about this concept because it's just a newer concept.
Is it a more expensive solution? I wouldn't think that it would be.
You're actually swapping out hours,
aren't you?
That's right. It is not more expensive, so that's the good thing about it. If anything, it actually could be viewed as being slightly more economical for the employer because a lot of times with full-time folks, you have benefits that you're paying for, and so with job sharing, they're not full-time. So that's another thing to keep in mind that makes it attractive, really, for smaller businesses who can't pay benefits, but they can offer you this flexibility in your work schedule by job sharing.
I guess that's another way to define benefits, really. There are if you can't pay traditional benefits that people think about, mm-hmm. you look for other benefits such as workforce flexibility.
That's right. That's right. And again, putting the employee first, so that you're thinking what will make this mutually beneficial for both of us. And then another concept that's used is called results-only work. So this may be new to the listening audience, like completely new, but results-oriented work is versus time-oriented work. So, and I have a great example of this. 20 years ago or so, I was in a position where I was a receiving clerk at a manufacturing facility, right? I actually replaced the lady that was leaving. She was retiring. She'd been there for a long, long time, and she was leaving. And so I had to do timesheets and stuff like that for the production workers, and I did, like, calculate them up. This was, again, 20-some years ago, so people were still using, like, Excel and paper to do this kind of thing. So for the listening audience who never seen me, I'm probably older than you think. but you know, that was part of the job. And then, of course, receiving the trucks that came in to do the deliveries and ensuring that the counts were correct and things like that. So it was a straightforward, fairly simple job, right? When I took over after she had trained me and then she left, what took her 6 out of 8 hours to do, after I got used to doing it, I was done in half that time, in 3 hours. So I was twiddling my thumbs, you know. It's just like, what am I supposed to do now? I mean, I ended up painting my office. That was kind of nice. I got to pick my color. I mean, and I painted it myself because I had this extra time. And so then I would go and I asked for other duties to do from my supervisor. And they're like, well, how are you already done? I'm like, I'm just done, you know? And like, I showed them the work and the work was good. And so that's more results driven, right? Results oriented work. So now you've got this employee who was only doing one job, and now I started writing like I, this was ISO 9000 at the time, ISO 9000 procedures. And so I learned all about ISO 9000 procedures 20 years ago when I was a receiving clerk, which has nothing to do with that. But I wrote the procedure for our department, for the receiving department. And then I would check the others, you know, for those who don't know, ISO 9000 is basically just like a step-by-step procedure of how you do everything so that if you got ran over by a car and you couldn't come in the next day, anyone else could come, pull out that procedure, and they would know exactly what to do step-by-step without any problems. And so most production facilities now have these types of procedures in place. But they cross-trained me, is what I'm saying. And so then that opened it up so that I could then help or be that floater, if you will, part of a hybrid workforce before the term even came into play. So,
all right. Well, this is it's exciting to know that there are solutions to problems that maybe some people thought, you know, I'm stuck with this. There's no other way to do it. But you're saying there are other ways. Look around and check, and if they have any questions, they can call you.
Absolutely. Come in. We'll brainstorm, figure out some way to make you and your employees happy.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.
It's always great to talk with you.
You too.
Rebecca Labina of the Small Business Development Center, the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center, office in the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce building at 3003 Frederick Avenue.